you may know him as the office casual guy or the top templates dude, but today Doug is the PowerPoint man. That's right. Ooh. And Doug is going to show us his top five features in PowerPoint new to Office 2010, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'm a man, I should talk like this. No.
I believe you should.
Top five things. A lot of the things in PowerPoint allow you to do things that you do in other programs. Now you can do it right in PowerPoint.
So all you need is PowerPoint?
All you need is PowerPoint 2010.
Okay. Well, so what are you going to show us?
We're going to show some great new tools with how to work with images.
Okay.
How to work with video, which is brand new. In the backstage area, which is a new area of how to work with your document after you're done with it, including broadcasting. And they're also going to show a quick little view of the Office web apps, which is a brand new, free program that you can just do lots of cool stuff.
Awesome, exciting stuff. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. So here's one of those typical, I better do a presentation because I'm doing a screenshot stuff. So we can do some stuff with images here. So I'm going to just insert an image. Picture, and I grab these. I grabbed from office.com. So here's a house.
It's a nice house.
That's free artwork from office.com. But one of the things we can do right away is up here in these picture tools area, you can do this. This is the big button you got to remember. It's called remove background. Right. And it takes the picture and kind of guesses what the background is. And you can kind of change that. You can kind of tell, well, let's say I want this in the background. And then you just hit a button and the background is gone.
So it got rid of the sky. Yep. Now, originally it had gotten rid of the garage doors, but you just sort of expanded a little bit.
You can kind of move that around. You can kind of, with the areas, there's buttons here. I can show you real quick. There's buttons that you can tell people, let's say I didn't want those garage doors for some reason. You can just say, well, that's part of the background, and it will just take those things out as you go. So that's just another feature in PowerPoint. So you can change.
That's awesome. So I would have, like, maybe in the past gone out to another photo editing program. Right here.
And done it. Exactly. And there's a lot more tools you can use for that you would do in other programs. Here, you can correct the slide if it's too light or too dark. Again, stuff you would usually do in a photo program.
Wow.
Here's color, which you can make it really warm if you want to. That's actually so warm.
Is that possible for my own personal photographs, or are those options only available on the template photographs?
Any photograph. So your photograph or stuff you pick up from office.com, where there's over 150,000 free images. Sorry, commercial break.
Nice plug.
And then there's artistic stuff. So you can do really weird stuff. Like you can pretend like it's under glass, and you get this live preview right there. So
here, all different filters.
A little mosaic. Here's some black light.
Luminosity.
Know. Exactly.
Loving it.
So you can do all that kind of cool stuff with pictures. Now, that's just having fun with a picture. Here's where you might be able to use it really well. Talking about, people have laptops. I found this picture. I've taken out the background. It's not that exciting. It kind of, also, if you look at the slide, your eye is immediately drawn towards that.
Right.
But with those tools, I can go into here. I'm going to work with the lighting. I'm going to lighten it up, and then I'm going to color it. So then it kind of drops away that it's more complementary. So you can change your pictures and make them more look like your overall design instead of just
things that
stand out.
Very cool.
Okay, so next we're going to go into video. And
this is all new, right?
This video is new.
Not available in 2007.
No. In fact, you've seen this before where you have to insert all this stuff.
Yeah.
Look, there's a new thing right here. It's video. So you click on that, and any video you want to grab, I got some stuff here I recorded of grass. No, we can figure that out. But
fascinating
grass. Not only can you play video, and this is really great because a lot of times everyone's gone through this. You're doing your presentation, you're doing really well in front of a whole bunch of people, and then it's like you have to play video. So you have to stop the presentation. Go out to the program, pray it works, and then come back in.
And then they see your desktop up on the screen.
Exactly, and they see that note from Sally that no one should have seen. So here you can just do it all in video. So when you present here, when you do your presentation, all the videos here, and not only can you put video and play video, you can also go up to these tools and trim the video. So again, I don't want to start with grass. This is actually just a video of me and my dog playing. That's Bella. Hello, Bella. So you can use these in and out points and shorten the video down to get what? So it's just, again, you're using some photo tools. Click play, and then it can play right here in PowerPoint, and it will play when you're doing the presentation. So video in PowerPoint, and that's like number 2A because there's 2B in video. 2B. Oh, now I'm doing Shakespeare.
This is amazing.
Okay.
So cultural, we're relevant.
Yes, and now we're going to show another thing with video. In fact, this was something when I was talking to one of the Microsoft MVPs, a professional who works with all these stuff, and this was his favorite feature of PowerPoint 2010. So in this file area, this is the new backstage area. So all that stuff you do over here, this is what you do with your document. Mm-hmm. This is what you do to your document after you're done. So this is all the print, save, all those commands are under this file menu.
So this is like the sharing option.
Exactly, all that stuff. So one of the options here under save and send is down here, is you can create a video. And why this is important is a lot of people, you know, you do your presentation, you send your slides out, and who knows what people are going to do with them. They may even steal the slides and call them their own. I've heard that happen. Now, what you can do here is you can create a video of your slideshow and send the video out. So
they no longer have the individual slides.
Right.
They just have the full
presentation. Now, of course, they have to do the old-fashioned copying that I did with the kids. You actually have to write it down again. You just can't cut and paste the slide and call it your own.
Make it really
so
work for
So there's a security there, and also you can send out videos for people who don't have PowerPoint or whatever, and there's other options for that. But you can now create a video of your PowerPoint. So that's video 2B. And
can you specify the length of time you want it to stay on each slide?
Yes, so you can if you want to go through here, you can there's different options for what kind of video you want, if it's for the internet, if it's for an HD display. You can also do your recordings and timings and your narration. So if you want to put the narrations with it, you could do it. So again, another way to share your PowerPoint. There's a new area here called Broadcast Slideshow. Now, there's lots of tools out there for you have a slideshow and you want to put it out to a lot of people. You want to send it out to folks. But here's one of the easiest, and it's again, you don't need any more tools than this. You hit the Broadcast Slideshow.
Okay.
And what you're going to do here, and what it does is this is a service. What you need is you need a free Windows Live ID, or if you're working you got one?
Got one.
That's good.
Didn't
Happy
work
to know that. The second thing is if you have a SharePoint environment at work, which you also have.
I do.
You can use those. That's all you need. On the other side, well, here it is. So it takes a broadcast, and it gives you this really long URL.
Okay.
And you copy the link. You can send that to anybody. All they need is an internet connection and an updated browser. They don't need PowerPoint. They can have different types. They can have, if they have Safari or Firefox or IE, any of those will work.
So they just need
browser.
Access to the internet.
Right. So here on my left, this is me as a presenter, and I'm going to give this person this URL. I'm just going to cut and paste it in.
So that'll pretend that's me over at my desk.
Yeah, there you go.
What did Doug send me?
So here it is. So now, it doesn't work with sound. You just do sound normally over, like, the conference call.
Okay.
But anyone who, you can send this out to anybody, and look, as I'm going to go through my slides, as I advance my slides, almost in real time, it's broadcast.
There really is no reason to have to go to work or meetings nowadays, huh?
Exactly. You could just,
right.
It's bunny slipper time all over again.
I love it.
Again, that's broadcasting. Again, that's a service with PowerPoint 2010, there's no other extra things you need to buy.
And that's just instant, free, accessible?
Right, and the people on the other end just need a browser and an internet connection.
When you take your end of the broadcast offline, it's no longer available.
It's only available
for conferences.
Right, it's not being recorded or anything like that, but it's a great way for an extra way to have conference.
Not available for them to steal.
Exactly. Gotcha. Okay, so we're going to go back into save and send, and the one last thing I'm going to show you here is F1, almost every Microsoft program, is the help menu. So we're going to press F1 here, but we get a brand new experience with F1. You get this is connected to office.com. You'll be able to search for anything you want to here, but also what happens is we'll be able to update this box. It's a much cleaner experience, and as we see customers' questions and complaints and whatever, we'll be able to update this, so you get a really robust help experience, and that's just by pressing F1. You don't have to look for where's the question mark or where's the menu. It's just F1.
I'm big on shortcut keys,
Big on shortcut keys.
Steel trap that one.
Okay, so now we're going to go into Save and Send and show Office Live Web Apps. Now, I just have to say this is my computer. I have a little funky. You won't see this thing here.
This is now saved to Windows Live. That's from the beta?
That's from the beta, yeah.
Okay.
So that won't be on your computer. It's just
that's gone in the real.
So just look at this part here, Save to Web.
Okay, that's where we're going.
Save to Web. And so tons of different ways to save now in this area, in this backstage area. You know, we've done email and attachments here. This is linked to my SharePoint. I can do lots of different things. But the Save to Web is I can save this to my new Office Live web app. So I'm going to show you what that experience is. This is the new stuff everyone's been hearing about.
I know.
Word, PowerPoint, Excel, OneNote, free, online, cool things. But the thing is, they also connect to if you have the apps, they connect to them, or you can use them offline. So I'm not going to save this here. I'm just going to go over to my web apps, which is you just need this Windows Live account. You
get
25 gigabytes of storage. And then here, let's see here. So I'm going to go into my documents. And again, you can share this stuff, or you can keep it private. But you and I could even edit this document together. Imagine you had
at the same time.
At the same time.
Awesome.
Which gets into the politics of No, I want it blue. No, I want it green. I want it blue. So that'll be
I like
a later
to collaborate.
Show. Exactly.
That's what I want.
But you can edit here. And again, so it opens up into a browser window. This is all on the web. And let me get this document up. And again, it's not going to be as robust as PowerPoint 2010, but you're going to be able to do a lot of things.
So what's your basic features?
Exactly. You can edit. You can open it in PowerPoint if you want to. And you can insert. You can work with design. So you can do this in Word and Excel and OneNote, part of the Office web apps, new to Office.com. But you can just go to Office.com and get the web apps.
Awesome.
And then we want you to get Office 2010.
Of course, get Office 2010. And always go back to Office.com for more info on all of this stuff and all the features of Office 2010. And stay tuned to Channel 9 because we're going to be bringing you
even more
Office 2010. There's more.
Oh, my God. I'm going to watch.
Just watch because Doug's around.